The thoughts, views, and opinions of this show are solely that of the host, unless stated otherwise, and should not be taken seriously by anyone. If for some reason you find yourself offended or triggered by this content, feel free to swiftly disengage from the views expressed by me. Honestly, if you're upset, I don't care. Again, viewer discretion is advised. Thank you, and let's start the show.
Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Shake the braids. You can't see me, but I'm shaking the braids. Welcome back to another, let me fix my volume levels here. Welcome back to another episode of Anthony Gaston's Be Mike Podcast, episode number 28. Woo! No, sorry, shit, 29. You see what happens when I don't intro the podcast? Yesterday I didn't intro it, so now I'm naturally just on 28. But no, episode number 29. Thank you. Thank you for coming to show your support for a person who doesn't care. And for riding with me even though I don't care. And for just being with me, even though I don't care. We're all here together on this boat ride. And your captain, unfortunately, doesn't care whether or not the ship makes it to its destination. So this is not the Titanic, but it might be the B-Mechanic. The B-Mechanic. So... That wasn't funny, but shout out to Laugh Track for always having my back to laugh at jokes that are not even funny. But man, welcome back. I have no topics. As of yesterday, I don't know if I feel bad or not, because I listened back to the episode and I'm like, I probably could have bleeped that out. Probably could have bleeped that out. Probably didn't need that in there. Why are you going so hard today? I don't know what it was. It must be something in the water. Oh God, and I'm just sipping on this water and this bitter coffee, so it makes sense on why my mood be this way. Jesus Christ. So, what did I even talk about yesterday? I talked about quite a bit. I think I really like talking about psychology. Psychology is what I'm studying in school. It's my major. But it always has interested me to try to understand why people behave the way they do. Like, what motivates a behavior? What are the consequences of a behavior? The antecedents of a behavior? And, you know, when the behavior occurs, is it a positive behavior? Is it a negative behavior? Should it be reinforced? Should it not be reinforced? Like, these are things that I actually genuinely like talking about. And I like to watch it and I like to experiment. That's why I have a career that's building in the process of, you know, starting in that, you know, where I am studying a person's behavior and giving the consequences and, you know, seeing how they respond to consequences and stuff like that. So it's really, really interesting. And I'm super, super, super duper excited to start working as soon as I start working. It's crazy. Like, okay, I could talk about this because I told myself yesterday I'm just going to not care so much. So in this past, like, few months, right, like, I am in school. I have been looking for jobs that relate to my studies, right, in psychology. So I finally found one. The position is very, very interesting. I want to say what the position is called, but then again, I don't want people to look it up and then find me in the database and be like, oh, this person said this on a podcast. You probably shouldn't be working with those types of people. So I mean, keep the title to, you know, to myself. But, you know, studying behavior and being in this field is super exciting to me. Like, I literally cannot wait just to start work. And I'm just waiting for a background check to come, you know, to complete. It's literally been over a month. Which I don't think I've ever waited for a background check to take this long, but I guess like Nevada background checks after COVID have been super delayed. So Jesus Christ, I'm just waiting. And whenever that comes through, I'll be super duper excited. But, you know, it's just, I think at some point this podcast is really going to become more of a psychological podcast at some point, even though in a lot of ways, it kind of feels like that now. You know, like with some of the skits and stuff that I do, usually it is based around like therapy, or it's based around like, you know, a mental health, something related to mental health or psychology in some way, I feel like. If not, a lot of, you know, the commercial skits are just jokes, like cologne advertisements and shit for colognes that don't exist and all that type of stuff. That's just to me funny. But otherwise, like the actual content that I feel like I speak about mostly does have a lot to do with psychology, and that's just kind of been the epitome of my year, if I'm being honest. You know, like I talk about practicing mindfulness and making sure that I am aware of my behaviors and the way that I act and respond to things. But like I said, the problem with me being aware with those things is that I don't try to fix them. I more or less embrace them. So I'm not the type of person who should be who you should be looking up to. And I've always said that I am not an inspiration. I never wanted to be an inspiration. I'm just myself. And if people look up to me or see things that I do and they want to try it out, by all means, try it out. But please don't come to me for advice or help on your process, because I can't help you. I know a nigga, and I'm sorry if you listen to this and I'm talking about your business, but I know a nigga who's in school or who's trying to go back to school right now. And this nigga posted like a GoFundMe. He posted a GoFundMe for the college tuition, and I shouldn't be laughing because everybody's situations are different, and I respect that. Like, you know, maybe he doesn't have the financial means to pay for school, and you know, I don't either. That's why literally I said I'm going to school for financial aid. Like, I'm getting that check every couple months or whatever while I'm in the process of in school. So I'm not making fun of him. I'm not making fun of him when I say, when I bring up the fact that he started a GoFundMe for college tuition, because I almost started a GoFundMe for some other shit when I like had a financial hardship at one point, like even just this past like month, and I was like jokingly posting online, like maybe I should start a GoFundMe just to see the traction that it would get, and it got none, so I didn't start my GoFundMe. I'm horrible, man. But he started his GoFundMe and he got like the last time I saw it, it was like $150 or something like that of a goal of like 15 bands. So good luck. I'm fucking horrible. Good luck with that shit though, because damn, school is not for everybody, bro. It's really not. Like, it literally at some point starts to become like a second job, but even more than a second job, because school, you can't just leave at school. Like, you gotta go and do homework, you gotta take quizzes and do all this type of stuff that's so exhausting that I just wanna every time, like, I just wanna splatter on the floor every time I think about all the assignments. So many assignments. It's assignments every day, literally, like assignments Monday, due on fucking Sunday, and then you got a quiz, it's due on Friday, and you got this and that and this and that, and it's like, golly, dude, I have a life outside of school, man. And like, dude, it was so fucked up because I had this sort of a role strain or a role conflict, I guess you could say, between my work and my school, and it started to affect my attendance at work. And that resulted in me losing my job. Horrible. Like, bruh, I'm trying here, man. You see, like, I'm in school and shit. And I just needed a couple days off throughout the week to go to school. And it's like, they weren't trying to accommodate it. And, you know, shit happened. And next thing you know, I got written up. And then I already had write-ups for some other BS. And it all just adds up on top of each other like a shitty sandwich. And I just took a bite of the shitty sandwich. And next thing you know, it's gone. Job is gone. They took her dude. They took her dude. They took her dude. Hey, digger, digger. Literally, that's how I feel. Like, they took my motherfucking job from me, man. And Jesus Christ, it hurts. Because now you go through these other strains in life where you gotta pay bills, and it's like, and then you just get stressed and stressed and depressed and stressed, more stressed and depressed, and then you just hate it all, you know? And you gotta still go to school. Throughout all of it, they still expect you to go to class, right? And do all of your assignments. But it's like, do you not understand that my life is falling apart? Don't you get it? I don't think they get it. I don't think they understand it. And if that, I just generally think they don't care. What did he say? Either they don't know, don't show, or just don't care about what goes on in the hood, bro. Niggas got conflicts that we gotta deal with every day. And you still expect me to turn in this bullshit ass assignment about a fucking discussion or some stupid ass shit that is so stupid. Like, why do you want me to prove to you 40 times throughout the semester that I can write a well-written essay better than fucking artificial intelligence? Why do I have to prove that to you 40 fucking times and then continue to get an A on each assignment to maintain a 4.0? It's so stressful. Golly. And then when you start getting B's and C's and shit, your heart flutters. And then you're like, oh my God, I think I'm going to have a fucking heart attack because I'm failing now. And then you got to drop a class because one fucking assignment, you miss it. And then now you got a whole F for the rest of the semester because no matter how many assignments you do, you still can't make up for it. Make it make sense. God damn it. Make it fucking make sense to me. I don't get it. It's so stressful. But I did drop the course and it doesn't affect my GPA. So there's that, right? And you still got to retake the course, though, either in the summer where it's going to be a condensed version of the course, but you still got to turn in all the same amount of assignments in less time, or wait until take it into the fall. In the fall. It's so goddamn stressful. Goddamn. So school is not for everybody, man. Honestly, I don't think I would take donations to go to school if I don't even know if I'm fully committed. Like, Jesus Christ, that would not be fair to all the people who donated. Because honestly, I would just use your money for rent or bills or getting a car or something like that. You give me 15 stacks and you think that shit is going to school, you're crazy. That's like the PPP loans, bro. Like, what the fuck did you expect? Did you really think these people were going to take PPP loans and not go buy a Ferrari? You gave them niggas like $1 million. And then you gave some niggas like 18K, 20K, 30K. I should have got a motherfucking PPP, man. God damn it. Every time I look back at the PPPs, I think I had so many opportunities to get one. And not even just saying like the idea was out there. No, I actually had the application from somebody to do it. I could have sent them the shit. They took a little piece of it. Not saying I get my big chunk from it. And I could have just took that and used it so well. And I told myself, I'm not trying to go to jail in 2 years or 3 years or have the IRS on my ass. But they're even trying to get rid of the IRS. So at the same time, like, should I have even cared? Because I hope you guys know, if Republicans go into office this next term around, it's more than likely that the IRS is going to go. And I personally am for it. I'm going to round of applause for the IRS. I'm not going to lie. Where's my round of applause? Hey, for applause. Round of applause for getting rid of the IRS. Because there's no reason whatsoever that every single one of my paychecks should have $200 to $400 deducted. Or what? I don't even know where that money is going, bruh. And I'm not trying to just say that because J. Cole said it. It's a fact. We don't know where the money goes in the IRS and all that type of stuff. And when we pay our taxes, they be sending that shit to the Ukraine. No offense to y'all. I don't got no listeners in the Ukraine, so I don't care. And when I think about it, like, that money could be going to the cities. To the cities here. And I know it's a million people who have said that. It's a lie. I'm not the only one. But it's the fucking truth. Like, how come you don't take that money that $80 billion you're going to go send over to the Ukraine? How come you don't take that money and put it in American streets? Like, come on now. Make it make sense. They're not trying to make it make sense because they don't care. It's either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what goes on in the hood. It's just a fact. It's really just a fact. And that's the fact of the matter. So I really hope and pray. I honestly might vote for a Republican in the next term. I'm not even going to cap. I might vote for a Republican in the next term. And I'm going to really just focus my efforts to see whether or not they're going to actually get rid of the IRS. Because they're trying. They really are trying. And I would absolutely, absolutely love it. A round of applause for getting rid of the IRS again. Get some air horns in there. Get rid of the IRS. Because I swear, if you get rid of the IRS, that's going to help me so much. Because that extra $200, $400 could be in my pocket. In my pocket. And I don't care if the prices of everything else goes up. Because I'll have more money. Duh. Think about it. Of course everything might go up. Inflation is already making prices go up now. But our paychecks don't get bigger. Just the prices of groceries and the prices of gas and the prices of literally anything else goes up, but our paychecks don't. And that shit is ridiculous, dog. That is like something that in this world, I don't think people really discuss it enough. Like they talk about raising the minimum wage. Fuck raising the minimum wage. Raise wages in total, not just the minimum. I don't care about the minimum because I'm not trying to work a minimum wage job at this point in my life. I'm not. And to people who are, I'm promise you, you're selling yourself short and they're trapping you. Do not get stuck in the minimum wage trap. It's not good for you. I have been stuck in the minimum wage trap. And I promise you, go to school, especially if you're 18, 19 and you living with your parents or whatever the case may be. Go ahead and go to school. Get you a little bachelor's, maybe a part time, help your mom and dad pay rent. And then after that, you know, go start your career and your life. But do not go and get you a minimum wage job and not have a plan. I promise you, it is a motherfucking trap. You will be stuck for the rest of your life. If not for the rest of your life, at least for about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years while you're still trying to struggle and make it on your own. I've been there. I'm in it. Don't do it. I promise you, it's not fun. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not something you want to get yourself in. You just want to focus on your studies, focus on your career, focus on yourself while you're young. And then promise you, the money and stuff will come later. Money don't ever go away. There's always opportunities for you to make money. But I promise you, you need to focus on your career. You have to. Gotta focus on your career. Because if you don't, when all else fails, you're not going to have anything. And that will make your life exponentially harder for no reason whatsoever. I promise. So. Focus on your career. Focus on your studies and focus on yourself. That's where I'm at in my life right now. But the only issue is I got to focus on my career, my studies, and my mental health and my physical health, all while balancing the life of paying rent and bills and all this other shit. So I promise you, don't skip steps in your life. Like, there's a layout that America has given us. literally, like, they have given us this little formula to stay in school until you're like 21, 22, 24, if you're getting a doctorate, or 28. And then by the time, like, seriously, if I would have went to school, if I would have finished high school on time and then went to college, like, right after high school and, you know, graduate, honestly, by now, I would have had my doctorate. It would have been 10 years in school. I would have had my doctorate by now instead of just starting. So I promise you, don't be like me, guys. Just go and focus on your studies while you're young. And that's just only for the people who are listening that are young. Because all you old fucks that are my age and shit, good luck to you. You're going to figure it out. I swear. And I feel so bad for the people who are like 35, 45, 55, and don't have any credentials at all. Like, you gotta have some sort of documentation to verify yourself. Like, not verify you as a human. Like, we have our social security cards and stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about having some sort of a license, a certificate, a bachelor, a degree, you know, having something that is going to make sure that you have a job. Like, my sister, I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. My sister is a CNA. Like, she's always had her CNA license since high school. So she never has a problem getting a job. And honestly, I don't think CNAs, that job is going to be replaced by, like, artificial intelligence and stuff like that. Like, we're always going to have nursing assistants or nurses in the field. But I say that to say, like, you know, having that license, she's never been put in a position where it's like, damn, I don't know what type of job I'm gonna get next. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be working at Walmart or working at McDonald's or working at Burger King or Wendy's or any of these franchise places that are gonna trap you in that minimum wage job. Like, she's always had the benefit or the opportunity to go ahead and be a CNA somewhere, you know, and not a lot of people have that option. You know, and it took me until now just to get my license for something. Like I said, I have finally, like, gotten a state certification in a field where I know my job is not going to be taken away by AI. My job is not going to be taken away by, you know, during COVID or something like that. Like, it's still a position that can be done in a pandemic, you know, and get me through it. And there's always going to be places in every state where my license will work. And that is something that I'm proud of. You know, I don't talk about the things that I'm proud of a lot in myself and the work that I do, but it's only because I still know that I have so much more work to do. I'm not trying to just get stuck on the current things that I've accomplished. Like, I still have so many more steps in this ladder I need to put on it so I can continue to climb a little bit higher. But it is what, you know, I stopped myself from saying that stupid ass quote, but it's life. You know, I really am still growing every single day. I don't think I've ever been in a position where I haven't been growing, you know. And I think studying psychology and being in this field has kind of made me want to grow a lot more. It always helps me to see my flaws and see the things that I, you know, my negative traits, or quote unquote, if you want to call them negative traits. It's good for me to at least see them and recognize them. Even though, like I said, I embrace it. I don't run away from my negativity and my pessimism. But it is good for me at least to know, like, who I am, why I behave the way that I behave. Because I swear to God, it's so many people in this world who have mental health issues and aren't dealing with them at all. And they don't even recognize them. You know, so for those people who are just every day going through life, not necessarily knowing what is wrong with them or what traumas trigger certain things, and, you know, just general stuff like that. You know, for me, I actually really feel bad for those people, because I've dealt with people like that in relationships and just in life. And it's frustrating to see. It's like, dude, don't you see that you have an issue? You have something wrong with you that you need to figure out, and you're just ignoring it. Like, you don't even want to see it. I swear, like, I know family members who are just fucking psychotic as fuck and don't want to see that. And instead, they just have this high horse, like, they're on a pedestal compared to everyone else. When it's like, no, you have a psychological issue that you need. You're not better than anybody. You're not definitely not better than me, I promise you. Just because, like, you feel that way, or just because you, you know, whatever, doesn't mean that it's true. Like, you know, whatever. Let's stay on objective things. Like, I'll get my emotions tied into this so fast, but, you know, like I said, it's life. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. And I think the biggest takeaway from this episode, if anybody's listening, is to literally continue to focus on yourself. Don't let outside forces and people who are not trying to fix themselves hold you back, because that seems to happen a lot. I had a relationship once. Not my most recent one, not the one before that. So please don't try to correlate this to a person. I had a relationship once where the girl saw me like working on goals and stuff like that, and she saw me like trying to find a new job and everything like that while we were both making like $11-$12 an hour, which ain't shit. But she saw me continuing to try to go get like, you know, try to get a certification in some fields, taking courses online and stuff like that. And literally she got jealous, like so jealous of the fact that I think she stopped liking me at some point. It's like, why do you not like the fact that I'm trying to do more? Do you want me to just stay here where I am or where we are, just barely getting by? Or do you want to continue to try to do better? Obviously, the relationship didn't work out. It didn't last. And I think that's one of the reasons why, is because I have never been content with where I am in life. Never. It's just something that I've never felt, is a contention with where I am. Like, okay, this is my place. I'm happy here. I'm settled. No, I've just never felt that way. Even when I'm in a relationship, and that has nothing to do with the relationship. It's just me personally. Like I said, I'm not content with where I am. I feel like I can do more and do better. I don't even have a house with land and getting farm tax and that type of shit. Like, I'm not there yet, but I will. Maybe later down the line. Some days I see it, some days I don't, but I'm still, regardless, working towards it. And, you know, it's so frustrating to see other humans who are just not trying to grow. You know, even in this podcast, like, even if I do it every single day and blah, 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 like, it probably doesn't seem like there's any growth or anything like that in it, but I promise you, when I look at my numbers and when I focus on, you know, just where the podcast was when I started it to now, regardless of whether or not there are optics to the growth and you can see it or not, there is still growth. Just because a tree is growing in the forest and you don't see it growing doesn't mean that it's not. It is. I promise you. It's still growing. Trees fall. Just because you don't hear them, they fall. So that's just kind of where I've been right now, even with the podcast, especially because I love doing it. I say that all the time. I do love doing it. I love coming and talking and pause. Coming and talking. I love getting on here and talking and being able to express myself freely, openly, and without judgment. You know, that's always been probably my favorite part about doing a podcast by myself. And also just the fact that I don't have to lean on a co-host, because I've been there before. And leaning on a co-host and someone who is not as involved or doesn't want to be as involved can get very frustrating, you know? Very, very frustrating. I'm not trying to throw no shots. I'm just literally speaking the truth. I don't even think that nigga listens to this podcast, so I'll be fine. I'm dead ass though. Like, having to rely on someone and depending on someone just for content, it was just tiring, dude. Like, and I tried a few times, like, hey, let's get this pod out the way. It's Saturday. We got some time. Let's record, blah, blah, blah. And even just that part of the process, having to reach out, having to see if you're good to go, like, it's not the place that I want to be in. Like, I don't know. I can't do it. I can't run a team yet. And there's a book that highlights the importance of having a team. I can't remember what the book is called. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I need to read this book as well. But let me see. Give me 1 second. I know it's on my book list on my phone. It is called
What the fuck? Get off my screen.
The 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork by John C. Maxwell. And when I tell you, I'm only about 35 pages in. It's about 228 pages in total. But when you see the importance of a solid team and how you can't really succeed just on your own, it kind of gives you a different perspective, right? And like I said, I haven't completed it and I will very soon. I'll probably just start reading. I actually haven't been reading very much since I started school. I think I've been reading more just of the books that are given to us in school that we have to read, like the textbooks for the classes or the courses. But I kind of want to get back on my wave of just reading a book maybe like every week, every month. Which reminds me, there was something I wanted to start a long time ago, right? And it's called Anthony Gaston's Book Club. And it was going to be a podcast, right, where I just talk about or highlight a book that I read every... I don't know if I wanted to do it like every month. Like I would every month, I'll start the book on the first day of the month. And then by day 7 or something like that, I'll have the first episode of the podcast out, like just highlighting some of the chapters. And then, you know, we continue on for the month throughout that book, you know, and we'll just continue to discuss it. It was always an idea. It would be a Anthony Gaston Podcast Plus exclusive, so it wouldn't be like a free podcast. I'll probably put like the first episode for each month out for free, and then the rest of them will be available through a subscription. But that was a plan, like, and I just, there was quite a few books that I actually wanted to read. I have like a list of books that I wanted to read for that. The Glass Castle by Jeanette Walls was going to be the first one, because I actually completed that book and it was amazing. And then there was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Casey, really amazing book, but I have not completed it. The 17 Indisputable Laws of Teamwork was another, Man's Search for Meaning. And The Makeup of a Stand-Up Guy by Charlie Murphy. It was quite a few. I have a few. The 50th Law, of course, by 50 Cent and Robert Greene. And even Robert Greene's book, The Laws of Power. So there are quite a few books that I do want to go ahead and read for the book club. And I really might start it. I'm hesitant because I don't know how many listeners and stuff it's going to get. But I think I'm just going to do that just for my own sake and my own way to make sure that I'm reading, make sure that I'm actually understanding the literature and getting something from it, you know, because that's one thing. I feel so satisfied when I read a book and then I can just take something away from it and apply it into my life. Another great, great, great read was The Alchemist. Highly recommend reading that. And a few more, but I think I'm gonna get it started. Literature is fun. Literature is really, 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 really fun. It's nice to be able to get into the perspective or the minds of the reader, or I'm sorry, the author, or the characters in the book as well. So I think I'm gonna do that. And if anything, that will start in June or July. I don't know. If I started, I would try to start it sooner than later. So most likely June. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, you know, with this podcast stuff, I am very, I'm very day to day. I'm like Kawhi Leonard on an injury report, nigga. Like, you don't know if he's playing today. You don't know if he's playing tomorrow. I might be listed as day to day. Okay. You might not even know what's going on until the day of the game. So that's just literally how I operate. And makes sense that I'm a Clippers fan. But yeah, I don't know how I managed to speak for 35 minutes, or about 35 minutes, around 33. But I think I'm going to cut this. I really enjoyed this episode, to be honest. I really did. This was fun. Round of applause. I do want to thank you all again just for just hanging out with me and listening. And I deleted all my socials. So Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, all that stuff. I don't have it. I don't know when I'm going to be back on it. But for the most part, if you want to hear from me, check out the podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. Hit that follower thing on there. Like, I think on the Apple Podcast, there's a bell for the notifications and stuff like that. And then on Spotify, you can follow. So hit the follow on there. The book club would most likely be on Apple Podcasts first, and then I'll move it over to Spotify. We'll see. But thanks again for listening, everybody. Bye. I love you. Thank you. And have a great, great day. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
What the dog doing?